Good morning, Danny, or afternoon, Danny.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
We're doing well. You're on with Matt and Josie.
Hi, Danny.
Oh. Hi, how you doing?
Well, when we found out we had this interview with you, I sent it out to the building, and Josie jumped in because she wanted to make sure she could fangirl over you.
I did, in fact, fangirl. I want to take you back to the early 90s, Danny, when I'm a young girl, and I've asked my mother for a New Kids on the Block comforter, pillowcase, curtains, wallpaper. I believe I had a Trapper Keeper, ruler, scissors, you know, all the things. New Kids on the Block. And I did have a coworker here try to mansplain to me about the New Kids on the Block, and I stopped him quickly and said, "You have no idea what kind of fan I was, sir.
What was he trying to say?
He's trying to tell me, you know, who sang what song and, you know, who had the lead and in what video and what song. And I said, sit down and know your place.
He was quizzing you?
He tried. And I quickly schooled him on so much and let him know who he was dealing with, what kind of fan he was dealing with. I knew the dance moves. I had the shirts. I had the gear. I went to the concerts and I was a Danny fan. So he sat down quickly and shut up.
Well, thank you for representing us properly.
Of course. Of course. I even went to the, was it the mid-2000s when Natasha Bedingfield opened up for you guys? I went up and saw you guys in D.C. I mean, I am a tried and true deep fan.
All right. Well, then you're going to come see us this summer, right?
Duh. Duh. Already got the tickets.
Nice.
So now that Josie's had her moment, we wanted to give an opportunity
to some of our listeners.
So what we did was we kind of teased our interview with you on social media and said, hey, if there was something that you could ask him, what would it be? So I have some listener questions for you, if that's all right.
That's great.
All right. So Wendy wants to know, when you're preparing for an album, new album, when you were working on your older albums, how did you guys decide who was going to get to sing which part? She's sending all her love on the tour and the new album.
Sometimes the parts are self-explanatory. Like if there's a high falsetto part, obviously that's going to Jordan. If there's a high natural part and maybe with a little more of a rock edge or something, that's probably going to Donnie. And Joe has a big range too. So, you know, we don't even, it's not even an issue with us. We kind of just know who's going to sing what, and it's never been a problem with us. Mm-hmm. And on this record, everyone sang their shares of parts and stuff. So we don't really contemplate that kind of stuff. It just, we kind of leave it sometimes to the producers. And sometimes if we think someone's going to sound better, we step in and say it, but it just kind of always works out and it's never an issue with us.
That's probably why you've had the longevity that you've had as a group. Mm-hmm. There's no animosity.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've definitely been around other acts that when they're recording, that's the first thing they ask is who's singing what. And we don't even ask that, man. It just, you know, it ends up happening the way it happens. And, you know, this new record, everyone sang a bunch of stuff.
I love it. All right. So we've got another question from Ariana. She would like to know if you have a favorite fan interaction of all time or a memorable one.
I don't have one of all time. I mean, I love doing our meet and greets, before every show. We kind of sets the tone for the day when you see how excited everyone is to be there and to see us. And they've been waiting so long because by the time the shows happen, the tickets been for sale 8 or 9 months already. So, I love that part of the day. And it's every day we meet, you know, about 300 girls before a show. So I don't have a favorite all time, but I love doing our meet and greets.
Got you. All right, so another question from Angela. She would like to know if you could pick a song, if you had to pick a song that you perform that is kind of near and dear or closest to your heart, what would it be?
If I had to pick one, I would pick probably I'll Be Loving You Forever.
Yes.
I remember being in the studio and I got to record some of those vocals Jordan did, and I brought a little cassette tape home to play for my mom. You know, it was just a demo and it wasn't even done. And she, you know, listened to it. And I remember when it stopped, she was like, that's a hit record.
Oh.
And for me, that's a great memory I shared with my mother. So that's the song I would pick.
That's awesome. Josie's even more in love with you now.
I mean, really, that's all. I mean, if there was any more love, I found it.
All right. So question Rebecca. Has there been like a memorable moment for the comeback tour that you guys are working on, like either preparing for it or getting started with it? Like, what's been that thing about this new comeback tour that has been the biggest deal for you guys?
I mean, we've been back together since 2008, so I wouldn't call this tour coming up a comeback tour, because we toured a couple years ago and it was very successful. And we've been doing shows, you know, in the U.S. basically every other year we tour here. So since 2008. So for me, the big moment is probably for Five Guys from Boston is being able to play Fenway Park three times. When we were younger, they didn't even have shows there, so it wasn't even an option. So coming back, I never even imagined us being able to play there, and we sold it out three times. So very proud of that.
Nice. So we've got Crystal that would like to know, and this is always one of my favorite questions to ask. When you were getting started, was there somebody that you remember giving you some advice or something that somebody told you, some encouragement along the way when you were first starting out that stuck with you, that maybe was your driving motivation to just stick with it and to become successful?
I can't really think of one particular thing. I do remember one of our financial advisors when we first like actually made real money. His advice was do something nice for your parents.
That's amazing.
I ended up buying the house I grew up in from my parents so they could retire, and then I remodeled it and everything. So that was a big deal for me. And, you know, I've always, that advice, you know, I still carry with me. It's always family first for me. So, you know, for me, that's a big one.
Got you.
It's so crazy to hear how down to earth you still are. I mean, you are part of one of the biggest, not to call it a boy band, but it's a boy band. You guys are men now, but biggest boy band in the world.
It's a man band.
Man band of all time. And you're still like, I mean, my mom. I love my mom. I paid off my mom's house. Like, that's so awesome to hear. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Well, thank you. But it's, you know, we come from humble beginnings. We, you know, we're poor to middle class, you know, the five of us. So, you know, just, and especially having the 15-year break in between the first time and the second time, you learn to appreciate things. And every time we go to do something or we get an offer to do something, I'm always excited and grateful. And just, you know, I'm about to be 55 years old. So it's like I'm still up there on stage in a boy band, because it is a boy band, no matter what you want to call it or whatever. And that's the purpose of us doing a song like Kids, you know, our single. It's, you know, it's to say we're still kids. We still love doing this and our fans love doing it with us.
Yeah. You're so only as old as you feel.
Speaking of kids, exactly. We have Michelle, who would like to know, now that you guys are older and have kids of your own, what's that like touring compared to what it used to be like?
Well, my kids are all grown. I mean, my son's 30 years old and got four kids of his own. So I got grandkids now. Mm-hmm. So it's completely different than the first time around, but it's so much better. You get to share with your family. My dad travels with me. He's been on every tour. He's going to be on the whole tour with me. One of my daughters is going to be out there working on the tour. So it's a family affair. Joe is the one that has like kind of younger kids. Mm-hmm. So they're just experiencing this now. But my daughter that's going to be out there is 25. So she's going to be out there working, but I'll get to see her, you know, every day and spend a lot of great time with her and my dad.
Is that something that when you, you know, kind of got started or were working through this that you've always wanted, was to have, you know, your family be a part of this? Was this something that came naturally for them, or, you know, was it kind of like, all right, we're going to do this because we want to still spend time together?
I think my daughter Chance has been out on the road a lot with me, and she just enjoys the behind the scenes stuff. So, you know, the past couple tours, she's, you know, got a job with one of our, you know, our tour manager. She was assisting him, and now she's going to be working with our VIP company. So she just enjoys being out there,
right?
But she also enjoys like the interacting with all the fans, and, you know, she want to help out anywhere she can. And I think it's just a natural thing for her to want to be involved with behind the scenes.
Family business.
For sure.
All right, now, be honest, Danny, do you have a room in your home that has the New Kids on the Block bedspread, curtains, ruler, all the New Kids on the Block stuff, the collectibles from over the years?
Not really. I mean, it's in boxes, some of it. Like, I have some of it, but that stuff's, like, now all up on eBay and stuff, so it's not, like, as rare. But I live in Miami, so, like, it's humid in my garage, so I can't really keep a lot of the stuff that might deteriorate in the humidity. So I have a little bit of it, but, you know, for me, I really enjoy, like, I have a room with all the stuff on the walls from the past 15 years is kind of where I keep my focus.
Got you. Awesome. Well, Danny, thank you for taking some time with us. The New Kids on the Block Magic Summer Tour 2024 happening. Special guest Paula Abdul, DJ Jazzy Jeff, going to be joining him. Danny, all the best wishes and success on your tour. Thank you for taking some time with us.
All right, thank you guys, and hope to see you at the show.